愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜读经《使徒行传》24章、25章。
And this week's Bible reading progress is on Acts chapter 24 and 25.
那今天晚上要以《使徒行传》24章为内容，跟大家一起来学习。
The focus of tonight's sermon will be on Acts chapter 24 for mutual edification.
那我给他起一个题目，从传道到卫道。
And the topic I have set for this chapter will be from preaching the gospel to defending the gospel.
在《使徒行传》里面，保罗有三次的宣道旅程。
There is three missionary journeys for Paul in the book of Acts.
就把福音从耶路撒冷一直传到所谓地极。
And he was able,
就是当时的罗马。
Through three missionary journeys, be able to preach to the ends of the earth at that time.Was the reaches of the Roman Empire.
但是保罗的最后一次旅途就是要到罗马。
But the last trip he was to make was to the city of Rome.
这是一条不归路所以他就死在罗马。
And this was a road from which he would never return from, and so he perished there.
那从《使徒行传》22章开始一直到28章，记载保罗有三次的分宿。
And from Acts 22 to Acts 28 records three times when Paul defended himself.
在保罗传福音的后段福音的传的速度就慢下来。
And we see that the spreading the gospel was slowed down.
那他的重点就是在分辨他所传的道理。
And what his emphasis was in his later years was to defend the gospel he was preaching.
所以使徒行传是一个镜子，让我们来学习。
And so this book of Acts is a mirror for us to learn from today.
有时候我们要传道，有时候我们要卫道。
Sometimes we'll be called to preach the gospel, at other times we'll be called to defend the gospel.
好，我们现在看使徒行的24章。
Let's turn now to Acts chapter 24.
使徒行传24章
Acts 24
24章的第三节，这里讲一个人叫菲利斯。
Here in verse 3, there is a name mentioned here of Felix.
保罗就是在菲利斯面前来分述来辨明他所传的道理。
And Paul was here in front of Felix to defend the gospel that he preached.
那首先我们来看第四章十四节经读。
So let's look at 24 verse 4. Nevertheless,
十四节。
Verse 14. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect,So I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets.
这里保罗说，有一件事情我向你承认，他没有否定。
And so here he does not deny the gospel he preaches.
那承认什么？
But he is in fact confessing.
就是他们所称为异端的道。
He's confessing of the way the gospel which they call a sect.
有的叫 sect， 有的叫 heresy， 同一个意思，就是异端的道。
They think is heresy.
那我按着他们认为这是异端的道来侍奉我祖宗的神。
So I confess that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers.
那这个让我们来想保罗在当时非常的孤单。
We can see that at this point, Paul is a very lonely person.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗那个时候没有新约圣经了。
Because at that time, Paul did not have a New Testament gospel.
只有旧约圣经。
He had only the Old Testament Bible.
那犹太人也拿旧约圣经。
And the Jewish people also held the Old Testament scriptures.
但是圣灵启示保罗把旧约的圣经有新的解释。
But the Holy Spirit inspired Paul, so he had used the Old Testament scriptures to reveal, inspire New Testament teachings.
比方说他从哈巴谷书哪一句话，义人要因信得生，把它写成罗马书。
And so, for example, he took one verse from Habakkuk, which is the The righteous should be saved, will be justified by faith. And he used that verse to write the book of Romans.
那犹太人就是非常坚持要守律法, 这个是人的义。
And so when the Jewish people were insisted on keeping the law as a means of salvation, this was justification by their own righteousness.
那保罗神启示他说这个是很难的, 现在有一条简单的, 就是靠着神的义。
And so when God inspired Paul was that the road that they had selected in the past is a very difficult way to be saved. But now there is a new and easier way to be saved, which is to rely on Jesus Christ for salvation.
就是因为他的救恩, 你信他就称义。
And if you believe in this Jesus Christ, you will be called righteous.
这是神的启示。
And you will be justified in this way. And this is the inspiration of God.
但是对犹太人来讲, 这是异端啊。
But to the Jewish people of that time, this was a sect or a heresy.
所以保罗很孤单啊。
So Paul was left quite alone.
因为这个传的道理，除非神启示，神打开他们的心，赐给他们圣灵，不然很难了解。
Because unless it is God who inspired them to understand what he has received, they would not agree to his teachings.
那今天，我们做基督徒觉得很孤单。
And so today, we may oftentimes feel very lonely in our walk of faith as well.
因为整个世界越来越世俗化。
Because this world is continues to become more morally declined and corrupted.
但是做真耶稣教会的信徒，更孤单。
But as believers of the True Jesus Church, we become even more lonely in this corrupt world.
因为所有的基督徒都拜同一个神。
Because though all Christians may worship the same God,
相信同一个耶稣,
they may believe the same Jesus Christ.
手中拿同一本圣经,
they may hold the same Bible in their hands.
但是就是因为圣灵的启示, 所以我们对得救的要道, 有很丰盛的了解。
And it is through the Holy Spirit's inspiration today we are able to understand with fullness of grace and truth the understanding of the way of salvation.
那同样哪一本圣经的, 因为他没有圣灵的启示, 他就没有办法明白。
But the same Bible placed in other hands without the Holy Spirit's inspiration, they will not be able to unlock the mysteries of salvation for them to understand.
没有办法明白, 就把我们所传的当作异端了。
And because they're unable to understand the mysteries of the gospel of salvation, and so they treat what we teach as a heresy.
那有的比较客气，说是极端了，不管极端、异端了，都是不好的。
And some of them are a little bit more tolerant. They'll call us more extreme instead of heresy.
那保罗他能够一直继续来传扬、来防卫他所传的道理，主要两个原因。
But no matter what, it is both negative, whether it's extreme or heresy, but Paul is able to continue consistently and have conviction in a way that he preached.
第一个就他深知道他所传的是从神领受的。
And why is this? Because the first reason is he knows deeply that he knows whom he has believed.
他说不是使徒教我的。 是我直接从神领受的。He
knows the revelation he has received is not taught by other people, but rather from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
在加拉太书他这样讲。And
he has stated this in the book of Galatians.
他甚至说，如果有人传的跟我传的不同，他要受咒诅。And
Paul even goes further to say, if anyone preaches otherwise than what I have preached, then let him be accursed.
所以保罗对他所传的福音这个绝对性，他非常有把握。
And therefore, Paul is very convicted of the truth that he preached in the gospel of salvation.
因此，不管人说他什么异端，他不会改变。
So no matter how people criticize him that he was a heretic, he never changed his mind.
那今天我们对我们所信的道理，要很清楚的认识。
Similarly, today we need to deeply understand the faith and the truth we believe.
所以圣经才说，从前所交付你的道，要用信心、爱心，还有圣灵牢牢的守住。
And that's why the Bible says that we must uphold and preserve the truth through faith, love, and So through faith and through the Holy Spirit to preserve the truth that we have been entrusted with. Because all of the conclusion of the gospel is talking about the love of God to us.
这个道是在提到救恩灵界的事情，所以是信，要用信心来接受。
And because this truth is based on a spiritual realm that we cannot see, so we need to receive it by faith.
但是因为是圣灵启示我们的，所以需要圣灵才能够持守。
And it is because we receive this by inspiration, revelation through the Holy Spirit, so it is only through the Holy Spirit that you can maintain and hold on to this truth.
差不多很多慕道者，大部分慕道者，他的得到圣灵，他对我们教会的道理就肯定下来。
And most of the true seekers who have received the Holy Spirit, they will see eye to eye with the gospel that we preach to them.
这是第一个。And
this is the first reason that he has kept the truth.
对我们所传的道理的正统性，我们一定要很深入的认识。
And that we are very sure of what we believe and have conviction in what we preach.
那第二个就是，我们要对神忠心。
And secondly, we must keep faithfulness to God.
这个忠心呢，不只是工作的态度。
And faithfulness to God is not only an attitude in which we serve God.
我说为工作的态度，就是要尽最大的力量把神托付我们做好。
Faithfulness means that we also want to put forth our maximum effort and to do the best we can to serve our Lord.
这个忠心就是要对神所启示的道理不打折扣的100%的来传扬。
But faithfulness also means to deliver the gospel in its complete truth and perfection when we preach to others.
不管别人讲你这个是异端、极端都没有关系，反正如果我很肯定，你怎么讲我都要信，
and
我都要传。
No matter how people criticize us and cause heretics or extreme or cults, we will still hold on to it passionately with all conviction.
所以在14节。
And so in verse 14.
说我勉励自己对神对人长存无愧的良心。
So, 14节。16节。 Verse 16, this being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
这个无愧的良心可以分两部分。
This conscience without offense, with a clear conscience, can have two parts.
从道德性来讲，即使没有信主的人，有时候良心也是很清楚的。
If we look at a clear conscience from an understanding of morality, even there are many Christians who actually have a very clear conscience toward their own conduct.
比方说十诫的后面六条，你对没有信主的人来讲，甚至没有拜神的人来讲，你讲给他听，他都知道什么是对，什么是错的。
For example, the last six commandments of the Ten Commandments, even those people who do not know God, they will keep it or they will agree that those things are the way to respect and love others.
那只是受洗之后，罪把我们洗干净，圣灵的感动，我们这个良心更敏感。
But after we have been baptized, the blood of Christ has cleansed our sins, our conscience become even more crystal clear and even more sensitive to the will of God.
但是对第一条到第四条，
Now our attitude toward the first to the fourth commandment,
这个就不是一般人良心能够感觉得到。
This is not something that ordinary people will have the conscience to understand on their own.
这需要有圣灵的感动。
This requires the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个对神有无愧的良心，不只是道德上。 的无愧良心。
And so to have a clear conscience in front of God not only refers to our moral conduct,
也指着对神启示的道理能够忠心。
But it also means that we stay true and faithful to the word of God that has been revealed to us.
所以保罗要离世以前，他说：“美好的仗我打过的。”
And that is why Paul is able to say before his death, that wonderful fight I have fought.
当守的道我守住了。And
that the truth I have kept.
那个道就是神启示他的道。And
that way that he's kept is the way that has been revealed by God himself.
就是这里别人讲错的异端。And
this is referred to by others as sect or heresy.
他持守到底。
But he has kept the faith to the end.
那把这一条路走到完。
And so he's able to endure to the end and run, finish the race.
所以信仰有时候是孤单的。
And so sometimes our faith may be lonely.
因为大家都不信的时候，只有我面对神，我知道这是从神来的，我还信，这是孤单的。
And when everyone abandons us and refuses to believe, we still believe, and we still believe that what we have been entrusted with is true.
但是这是对神的一种忠心。
And this is faithfulness to God that is unwavering and standing firm to the end.
所以我们今天的生活对神要存无愧的良心。
And therefore today we must conduct ourselves with a clear conscience before God.
不只是道德上。
Not only as far as our moral conduct.
也是真理上。
But also in our truth.
这是保罗服事最后的他对自己的一个自我反省跟勉励。
And this is the consideration and exhortation that Paul has given to himself at the very end.
好，那我们再看保罗对大家所认为的异端他这么认真的去传。
And we see that Paul has been so passionate in preaching this, what people call a sect.
所以我们看他在传福音有一个很重要的心态。
And we see that he has a heart and an attitude in the way that he evangelizes.
罗马书第一章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章的十六节
Verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节
Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
十七节
Verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written,The just shall live by faith.
这里说我不以福音为耻。
Here says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
福音是神的大能。
For it is the power of God to salvation.
要救一切相信的人。
For everyone who believes.
可见这个福音是要救人的。
And so the gospel, what is it for? It is to save souls.
那要怎么救人？
And how does it save souls?
神的义在福音显明出来。
The righteousness of God.Is shown through the gospel.
这个义就是借着相信受洗称义。
And this justification is through belief, baptism, and to be justified.
那这不以福音为耻到底什么意思？
Paul is not ashamed of the gospel. What does that mean?
我们现在看提摩太后书。
Let's look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1
第八节
Verse 8 Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord nor me his prisoner but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God
这个地方说我不以主耶稣做见证为耻
Here it says Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord
就是说我们去传福音，传神启示给我们真耶稣教会的这些得救要道，不要感觉到羞耻。
And so when we go out to preach the gospel as received by the True Jesus Church through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we need not be ashamed.
为什么会觉得羞耻？因为跟大家不一样。
Why do we feel embarrassed at times? It is because we're different from others.
那为什么不要以为耻？
But so why should we be ashamed?
因为这是一条得救的正道。
We shouldn't be ashamed because this is a true and right way of gospel salvation.
我们传给他是让他得救，所以不能羞耻。
So when we preach to them, it is to save their souls. And so there is no shame to that.
那不以为耻，我们才会勇敢去传。
And because we are not ashamed, we will boldly and bravely preach the gospel without watering down.
不管你怎么看我，不管你怎么看真耶稣教会这个名字，我就是要告诉你这个得救的要道。
No matter what you think of me, no matter what you think of True Jesus Church, but this is a true gospel, and I'm going to deliver it to you in full.
这是我们要做见证一个最基本的一种心态。
And so, in bearing the testimony of Christ, we need to have this boldness and attitude and confidence.
一羞耻，我们就退缩。
And once we are embarrassed or ashamed, then we will withdraw.
我们一羞耻，我们就失去力量。
And if we shrink back, then we shall lose strength and power.
那不只是说不要以做见证为耻。
And so not only should we not be ashamed of the testimony of Christ.
下面说 不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Neither shall we be ashamed of Paul, his prisoner.
对，他传福音传到被人下监了。
We see that Paul, through the gospel, he ended up being imprisoned.
那为什么被下监会觉得羞耻呢？
And why would it be embarrassing to see him be imprisoned?
那有人就笑他了，那你传的耶稣怎么没有救你呢？
And some people will mock at him and say, why didn't your Jesus save you if you're preaching the truth?
那为什么不要以为耻呢？
And so why should we not be ashamed?
因为自战自清的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
Because the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God will achieve for us an unparalleled grace.
神验证我们，让我们有机会为他受苦，这是一种恩典。
It is because Christ has counted us worthy to be able to suffer for his name. So it is a very precious status that we're able to serve him in this way.
那我们为基督的受苦不但是报答他的爱，而且是将来有极重无比的荣耀。
And so when we suffer for Christ, not only will we repay the debt of love toward God, but also we will receive glory beyond measure.
所以这是恩典，这不是羞耻。
And so this is an opportunity and also a grace of God.
所以保罗在传福音的，他有这个很基本的心态。
And so when Paul was preaching the gospel, he had this basic understanding of the truth.
不以福音为耻。
That he was not ashamed of the gospel.
不以传福音为耻。
He was not ashamed of preaching the gospel.
不以为福音来被下监为耻。
And he was not ashamed of the fact that he was in prison for the sake of the gospel.
但把面子拿掉了，他就可能勇往直前了。
And when the veil has been removed, he continues to move forward.
那这个勇敢哈，这个就是从他信心来的。
And this courage comes from a deep-rooted faith.
好，我们现在回来看使徒行传的二十四章。
Let's look at Acts 24.
使徒行传的二十四章。
Acts 24.
我们来看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us.
第五节。
Verse 5, for we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of Nazarenes.
第六节。
Verse 6, he even tried to profane the temple, and we seized him and wanted to judge him according to our law.
这个地方再提到人怎么控告保罗。
Here we see the accusation of others to Paul.
从他的控告里面，我们就可以看出来，保罗是一个有影响力的人。
We see from the accusation that Paul is a man of influence.
所以你看他怎么形容。
And so how did they describe him?
第一个形容。
The first description.
说他好像瘟疫一样。
I said this man is a plague.
什么是瘟疫？
What is a plague?
瘟疫会传染啊。
Plague will be contagious.
好像流行感冒这样，一下传染整片都去了。
Just like the viral flu, when one person gets it, all the people gets it.
所以瘟疫就是要隔离。
And so plague needs to be stopped.
你如果隔离，不要让这个人到处乱走，那个瘟疫就停了。
And so if you contain the person who's contaminated, then the plague will stop.
因为他不信嘛，所以就把保罗用坏的来形容是瘟疫。但是从另外一方面来讲，这就是好的。
And because they didn't believe in the gospel that Paul preached, and therefore they described him as a plague. And but on the other hand, this is good.
因为保罗走到哪一个地方，哪一个地方就开始信耶稣。
Because no matter where Paul walked through, wherever he went, then there are those people who now believe in Christ.
那走到哪个地方，哪个人就悔改受洗。
Everywhere he went, people believed and were baptized.
就得新生命。
They repented and they received new life.
那走到哪个地方，他们就得圣灵。
And everywhere he goes, there are people who receive the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵得能力，要更新自己。
And through the Holy Spirit, they're able to renew themselves and become a new creation.
那有圣灵祷告有功效, 神迹奇事就显明。
And through the Holy Spirit, then the power of the prayers become very powerful and effective.
所以这个福音一传开哦, 挡不住, 一直往外传。
And miracles and signs abound. And so there's nothing that they can stop this gospel and the power of the gospel everywhere from spreading.
那就有一年我到肯亚去。
And one year I went to Kenya.
我就觉得很好奇。
Well, I was very curious.
要跨过一个很大的湖, 然后爬山爬到很高的山上, 诶, 怎么那里有信徒?
And we had to traverse a very big lake, and then after that, we had to climb a very high mountain. But we were wondering, how is it that we have believers in such a deep part of the jungle?
就是因为我们教会传过去有圣灵有能力。
It is because when our church preaches the gospel over there, there is the Holy Spirit, there is the power of God. And during prayer, there is miracles and signs.
所以这个消息啊,
and so this news went far and broad.
那有的信徒就打电话给他的亲戚,
and some believers called their relatives far away.
你这个病啊,这么久还不能医治,我告诉你啊。
If you have the sickness and you cannot be healed, I will tell you a new solution.
你来真耶稣教会信耶稣。
Come to believe in Jesus Christ and True Jesus Church.
他们有圣灵, 祷告有很多体验。
They have Holy Spirit, and when they pray, they have a lot of experience.
就这样电话就告诉对方, 那对方就住在山头上, 很远的山头上。
And when they called, the person they're preaching to lives far away in the other mountain.
他就借钱, 就搭车子, 勉强就到我们教会来。
And so that person borrowed money and took the bus and came to our church to see.
那教会大家帮他祷告，病好了。
And when he came to our church, everyone prayed for him and he was healed.
那受洗得圣灵。
And he baptized, received the Holy Spirit.
那现在他爬回到山上去啊, 他就是一个活见证。 我出去的时候怎么出去，我回来怎么回来。
He climbed back to the jungle he came from, to the mountain, and so he was living witness of what he had believed.
所以在那个村头一讲，大家就信了。
And once he testified to everyone around him, everyone in that village believed.
因为大家知道他病很久，医不好。
Because many people had seen that his disease had long time been, that he suffered for such a long time without being healed.
所以从 反对的人来讲, 这个好像瘟疫一样, 挡不住, 一直传过去。
And for those who are opposed the gospel, they would think of this as a plague.
但是从这个相信的人来讲, 这是福音的大能。
But for those that of us who believe, this is the great power of God.
因为这个能力连魔鬼都挡不住。
This great power of the salvation of God that even demons cannot block.
所以保罗他们把它形容是瘟疫。
And that's why they describe Paul as a plague.
好，那下面。 他说鼓动天下犹太人生乱的。
And it says that it is creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
因为这犹太人相信旧约, 现在保罗一传过去, 有的信, 有的不信。
So the Jewish people believe in the Old Testament, but now Paul preached them a new gospel. Some of them received the gospel, some of them didn't.
像同一个家庭里面。
And just as in the same family,
有人就信耶稣了,
some of those people would believe in Jesus Christ.
有的人还是在守旧约的律法,
and some continue to insist on keeping the traditions of the law.
所以对他们来讲, 这是生乱,
and so to them, this was a dissension that caused confusion and chaos
但是从,
in the world of Jews.
从另外一方面来讲, 这是信耶稣的一个过程。
But from another perspective, this is must be processed in coming to Christ.
你家庭里面有一个人先来信哦，已经跟其他家人不太和想法不太一样。
When you have one person come to Christ in the family, there will always be division because there will be a conflict of opinion.
那以后看到这一个人的改变。
But when the rest of the family see the change in the person who believes,
甚至以后家人遇到困难，那跟他一起祷告的体验。
And even when family encounters sufferings or tribulations and they pray along with this believer, they'll experience God.
后来全家就信主了。
And later on, the entire family follows the believer to believe in the gospel.
那这个全家信主, 这生乱就没有了, 就全家都同心合意了。
And after the whole family believes, then all this division conflict will no longer will cease to exist.
所以今天我们教会要怎么发展?
And so today, how can we expand our church?
如果别人用这个反对我们来形容, 这是我们教会的福气。
And so if today we hear other people describe us in a negative way, this is our blessing.
哦, 真耶稣教像瘟疫一样, 真耶稣教是鼓动生乱的, 如果人用这样形容, 这是我们的福气。
And so if today people are to criticize True Jesus Church that we are a plague, we are a creator of dissension, then we should take that as praise. 哦,
这个代表我们有神的同在。
That represents that God is with us.
才会有影响力。
And that is why we have the power of influence.
如果没有神同在, 你没有这个影响力。
Without God's abidance, there would be no such influence.
走过去, 什么也没有发生。
And if we walk there, nothing will happen.
因为你没有神, 我们没有神同在。
Because God is not with us.
好, 那保罗为什么, 他所走过的地方会有这些影响力呢?
So how is it that Paul carried this power wherever he went.
如果我们看哥林多前书,
if we look at 1 Corinthians,
我们可以看到最少有三个条件。
We see at least three requisites.
我们看哥林多前书的12章,
chapter 12,
后书, 后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书12章,
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
这个十二章的第一节, 一直到, 第七节,
From verse 1 to 7,
这个在提到保罗所得的启示,
Here speaks to the revelation of Paul.
我们看第一节清楚。
Let's look at verse 1. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
这里说, 我要提到主的显现和 他的启示，所以保罗，神启示他这个得救的要道，这个对他们来讲是新的。
So when God, Lord Jesus, revealed to Paul through visions and revelations the truth of gospel, these are new gospel that they never heard.
那神开启他们，他们能够了解这个重要性，所以大家就会信。
And when God opened the hearts of others and they received this gospel, they agreed and they recognized its importance.
所以有时候我们遇到很多的一些基督徒啊，信主信很久，从来没有听过圣灵。
We know that sometimes some Christians have been believers for a long time, but it seems like all of a sudden they lost their Holy Spirit.
圣灵的真理没有听过，圣灵也没有体验过。
Excuse me, that they never heard of the Holy Spirit. They never heard of receiving the Holy Spirit in their life.
那当我告诉他神有这个应许,
and so when we share with them that God has this promise,
对他来讲是新的,
to them it is a new gospel.
那有的人就有这个渴慕的心,
and some people react by being thirsty for this new gospel, for Holy Spirit.
那就开始会有改变。
And so they'll start changing their hearts.
那如果我们传的跟其他一般教会是一样,
But if we preach the same gospel as other Christian churches,
那我们就没有什么新的, 来影响他们。
Then we have nothing new to influence them with.
好，那第二个, 保罗能够, 有影响力, 我们看12章, 哥林多后书12章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the second reason that Paul is so influential.
12节。
Verse 12. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
他说我用神迹奇事的异能显出使徒的凭据来。
So he used the signs of apostle through signs and wonders and mighty deeds to prove what he preached.
也就是从圣灵得到能力跟权柄。
And so through the Holy Spirit he received power and authority.
所以使徒行传第一章, 神已经告诉当时的工人, 第一个要先等候上头的能力。
And this is the, follows the instructions of the Lord in Acts chapter 1. When Lord Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he says, the first thing you must do is to wait in Jerusalem for the power from above.
然后才出去做见证。
And after receive the Holy Spirit, then they can go out to preach.
所以当时的使徒都抓住这个原则, 是祈祷传道, 不是传道祈祷。
And so all the apostles of that time grasped hold of this principle. It is to first pray, then preach. It is not to preach and then pray.
祈祷就是得能力。
When we pray, it's to obtain the power.
那传道这个道就是两刃的利剑能够扎到人的心。
And then when we preach, the gospel is like a double-edged sword. It will surely be able to pierce the hearts of people.
那听的人就会悔改。
And then the hearers will repent.
那个就是改变的开始。
And that is the beginning of change and transformation.
所以保罗为什么有影响？ 因为他有被圣灵充满， 有神的权柄。
And so why can Paul have such great influence? Because of the power of God, the change and power from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天呢， 要让教会圣工发展， 要回到最基本。
And so today, if we like to prosper the gospel in the church, we need to come back to the most basic fundamental element.
如果整个教会祷告到被圣灵充满，
if the entire church can pray until we're entirely filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个教会充满着能力，
then this church shall be brimming with power.
每一个人来都可以感受神的能力。
Then every person who visits our church can experience and be touched by the power of God.
圣工一定会发展。
Then the holy work will surely prosper.
所以祷告实在是非常重要。
And therefore, prayer is the most fundamental requirement.
所以保罗有影响力， 我们就可以看出来。
And we see that power magnified through the influence of Paul.
那除了启示的真道， 再加上他有神从神来的能力。
So other than the revelation of the truth of the gospel, and number two, the power of the Holy Spirit.
在十一章，哥林多后书的十一章。
From 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we see a third element.
23节。
And verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often.
这里在提到保罗的工作精神。
So here speaks of the attitude of servitude for Paul.
如果没有启示的要道，
if we have the truth that's revealed by God,
祷告也有圣灵， 也有能力，
and we have prayed for power and strength through the Holy Spirit,
我们没有尽我们做得到的本分去做， 我们影响力还是有限。
But if we have not done what we're supposed to do to the extent of our responsibility, then our influence will be still limited.
所以保罗的工作精神非常好。
And so we see that the mental attitude of Paul in doing the work for God is very good.
差不多是能够达到目的哦， 他不计算代价。
And so the way he counts his work is that as long as he can achieve his goal, it doesn't matter what it's at whatever cost.
在使徒行传里面， 他甚至说， 只要完成神对我的托付哦， 我不以性命为念。
And he even says, I do not count my life as anything, as long as the gospel of Christ is advanced.
那这一种的工作精神， 当然能够感动人， 也能够感动神。
And this type of bravery and sacrifice, it will touch others and also touch God.
那我们再回来看 11章的28节。
Let's turn back to chapter 11, verse 28. Besides other things which comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
这里说除了这个外面的受苦， 里面还有为众教会挂心， 压在我身上。
So other than his physical sufferings externally, he also had a mental anguish from the deep concern for all the churches.
大家都知道， 在社会工作有压力的。
We know that working in the society, we face a lot of mental pressures.
我们的责任就是我们的压力。
Our responsibility is our pressure.
但是在教会工作也有压力。
But we serve in the church, we also have pressure.
因为神对我们的托付就是我们的压力。
Because the entrustment of God upon us is also a pressure upon us.
那这个压力就代表我们的忠心。
And the pressure represents our faithfulness to God.
使保罗能够忠心地去做。
And so that Paul can serve God faithfully.
所以使徒行传24章， 我们可以看到， 保罗从宣道到最后变成卫道。
We see then from Acts 24, originally Paul was preaching gospel, and now he's defending the gospel.
那今天我们所走的道路也是一样。
And today we shall walk in the same path he has walked.
有时候宣道， 有时候卫道。
Sometimes we are preaching the gospel, sometimes we are defending the truth.
那神的功就能够借着我们来完成。
But God, either way, God's work shall be accomplished through us.
到最后福音就可以传开。
And to the very end, when the truth of the gospel is fully preached to the ends of the world.
唱诗。
Sing him.
256。
Sing him 256.
我们四月底有灵恩会。
The end of April will bring our spring spiritual convocation.
所以我们还有 两个多月的时间。
We have a little bit more than 2 months.
所以我们祷告，特别为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
So we need to pray especially for the spiritual convocation to come.
求主带领我们教会的圣工。
May the Lord personally guide our holy work.
常常为慕道朋友祷告，让他们能够对神有更深刻的认识与体验。
And pray especially for true seekers that they can have a deeper level of understanding and experience of God.
好，我们最后一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.